Mitch and I have you until 6 o'clock here on Wildcat Insider. I've got a point to make here about something Wesley Owundu said after K-State's win over Oklahoma that I'll get to in just a moment. Two other quick thoughts about Elijah Lee turning pro. And if you can't tell, I was honestly a little bummed we weren't on the show on Friday to have a chance to talk much about this because I have a lot of thoughts. But one, I think you have to look at this in some ways in a good thing, in a good lens for the program. Take this at face value and say this, well, it hurts next year that Elijah Lee is leaving. What we want, and what most fans I would think want, is a very good program here at K-State. There's been a lot of clamoring in recent years for, hey, why can't we recruit better? Why can't we have more talent in here? The reputation is that there's not any talent and it's just all being totally coached up. Don't you want a program with guys that are playing at a high enough level to be leaving early? You have Elijah Lee playing at a high enough level after he was recruited by K-State, pulled out of a very good high school program in Blue Springs, Missouri, and he's turned himself into a player that is at least good enough to be a middle-round draft pick and leave early. I mean, good programs have guys leaving early all the time. It's something that you have to deal with sometimes if you're going to have a program that's on the rise, headed in that direction, if you are recruiting at a higher level. And I think over the last few years, we have seen that what the rankings say or not, K-State has done a better job in the last few years recruiting. And that's why the cupboard is far from bare heading into next season. And it's also why a guy like Lee came in here and had the impact that he did. Now, on the flip side of that coin, one of the other bad things, like some of the fallout that could happen from this, that draft streak, which is up over 20 years now, the apple cart may have been upset by Elijah Lee's decision there because, I don't know, you start looking at 2018 draft prospects and it gets a little thin as of right now. Guys can make jumps. The way that this program's been, it seems like every year somebody does because they have had someone drafted every single year since 93, you know, I mean, the early 90s. So, obviously, that's still in play. But as it looks right now, it on paper seems like it's going to be more difficult now for that streak to be extended. So we'll see. But that's one of, I think, the biggest things this program has going for it. One of the coolest things this program has going for it is the NFL draft streak. And one of the better things that you can sell to recruits. Basketball point here after K-State's win over Oklahoma, in which the Wildcats held off the Sooners 75-64. Wesley Owundu was talking about Dean Wade. He was asked about Dean in the postgame press conference. And this is both a good thing to hear this from Wes, but I will at the same time disagree a little bit with one of the points that he did make.
I don't want to say he's an X factor, but he's probably the most important player on the team, I would say, because he can change the game, you know, by what he brings to the team. And when Dean's having a good game, 10 times out of 10, the whole team is going to have a good game, and we're going to, you know, be pretty successful. So I think Dean, you know, capabilities of what he can do on offense and on defensive end is pretty big for us as a whole.
Totally agree with most of that, and I love that Wesley Owundu said it. I love that Wesley Owundu is self-aware enough to realize that. I mean, here's the guy who is the leading scorer on the team. He's been around longer than everybody else. He probably does more in terms of how versatile he is, and every column of the stat sheet that he fills up probably does more than anybody on the team. And yet he's still able to sit there and in good conscience say, Dean Wade's the most important player on the team. And we've talked a lot on this show about how Dean seemingly has as high of an upside as basically anybody on the team. And I feel pretty confident in saying that, especially after watching how he started Big 12 play. He has put up 18, 20, and now 12 points, battling some foul trouble the second half against Oklahoma, but still a pretty good game for him. So I think it's great that the guy who can distribute the basketball as good as basically anybody on the team and has the ball in his hands as much as almost anybody in the team and is really the biggest, most experienced leader that you have in Wesley Owundu. I'm glad that he recognizes how important Dean Wade is. I will disagree with him on Dean Wade being the most important player on this team, though, and that is just because of the lack of bigs inside and just how valuable that then makes DJ Johnson. Certainly that makes Dean Wade very valuable as well with his height, upwards of 6'10". But he is, as we know, more of a stretch four. And the only kind of true, quote-unquote, big man that you really have is DJ Johnson. And so simply because of the depth issues, I would say, I still stand by. I think DJ is the most valuable player on this team right now, the most important player on this team right now, just because what happens with the drop-off behind him, but I still would say Dean Wade has the better, higher ceiling than anybody else on the team. And, you know, in a different world and on a different team, Dean Wade very well could be the most valuable player. And if Dean Wade continues to average 16 points a game in Big 12 play, maybe I'll change my tune then. And maybe by the end of the year, because he is putting up that production, he turns into the most important player on the team. But as of right now, I would still side with DJ Johnson on that front.
I agree with you, and I'd actually say I think it would actually be fair to call him what Wesley didn't want to call him was the X factor, which is, I mean, my opinion,
yeah,
kind of like that, you know, kind of like that secret weapon, the guy that's been quiet, and all of a sudden he just, you know, goes nuts, which that's what he's been doing in the conference schedule. He's, what, averaging double figures. He's putting up some pretty big numbers. I mean, what's so great about him, he's got range. Early on in the season, nobody was really trying to block his three-point shots or get a hand in his face. He was pretty free to take those shots, and he was missing quite a few open shots early in the year, and now he's knocking them down. He hit one of the threes early in the game against Oklahoma, and he's a guy you got to take really seriously now because he's putting that core, the group of five starters, he's now making it a whole. He's making it more reliable to keep those guys in the game so you don't have to rely on the benches more, like Isaiah Maurice, who did not play against Oklahoma because he's not practicing well. It's been Austin Butkey who came in. He only came in for, what, 8 minutes? I mean, that means, you know, Dean Wade's playing a lot more.
And Dean Wade has displayed almost everything that he has in his arsenal and in his game last week. I mean, Kansas game, he was really getting to the basket. Almost everything came seemingly from 10 feet and in. Oklahoma, he stepped back and knocked down a couple of threes, hit some mid-range jumpers as well. He followed his own shot on a miss that was really nice, crashing the glass. So you're seeing a lot of what he can do if you just take a two-game snapshot of ball games that he played last week. K-State again with Texas Tech tomorrow night at 8:15. We'll wrap things up on Wildcat Insider when we return.